Every morning you wake up and you're terrified. And to live in that state of fear for 10 years and 7 months, and for Gary to be in that state of fear, is horrendous. It's absolutely horrendous for anyone to have to live like that all of this time.
This seems to be really a battle of common sense, and it seems to be losing. At least that's the view that I think that you have.
Well, he was arrested in March 2002. He was indicted in March 2002. They said they wanted to extradite, and one state wanted to see him fry. So that's been terror for 10 years and 7 months, even though they didn't officially request the extradition until late 2004. Somebody with Asperger's takes everything literally, and to hear who's now governor of New Jersey say he wants to see you fry is pretty scary to someone with Asperger's.
It certainly doesn't sound like an impartial process. It doesn't sound like anything other than a process that's driven by emotion rather than by laws. Is that the case? I mean, this feels very personal. That's what you've been telling me.
Well, what's surprising is that when Gary's MP went to the American ambassador and asked why they're still pursuing Gary McKinnon after so many years, he said he mocked us. And then you also had the Attorney General on television last year saying Gary McKinnon is guilty and we want to extradite. It seems incredible that somebody who's a right-hand man of the president would come after this little guy. He hasn't murdered anyone. He hasn't raped anyone. He sat in this country tapping on a keyboard because Gary actually believed that they had been infiltrated by an alien presence because he couldn't understand why they had no firewalls and why passwords, there were none, or they were called password. What he did was wrong. He can be tried here, and leaving the notes was wrong. But it certainly isn't something that deserves extradition. Extradition was meant to take someone who had committed a heinous crime and fled, and they were a fugitive, to take them back to the location of the crime.
There's a lot of voices of reason. There's a lot of support from politicians. It's hard to find people that aren't in support of stopping this extradition. You seem to have the support of all the politicians, but yet the battle continues. And you've suggested to me that actually this is not a battle between the elected officials between two states. It's a fight between bureaucracies of both nations. The civil service, you say, are the key player in all of this.
Well, that's it. We've actually been told that who wants Gary to be extradited still is an advisor, a main advisor to Theresa May, who also advised Alan Johnson. And he wants Gary extradited because he says not to would set a precedent. And then he said people like Abu Hamza wouldn't have to go. But that's ludicrous. Gary has, first of all, he hasn't committed a heinous crime. Secondly, he has never left this country. And also, it's not only Asperger's. He has been to a neurologist when he was 16. There's extensive mental illness in 3 generations of the family. Gary's is an exceptional case. It's not the norm. The fact that he has a grandmother with schizophrenia, the fact that his great-grandmother was in a mental institution for 50 years and died there, means that Gary could quite easily succumb to irrecoverable mental health damage.
Let's talk about Gary, because you're the face of the fight and you're driving it forward. I mean, we're in the, shall we say, the nerve centre of the cause. It's your own home. This has effectively put you and your whole family in a permanent prison for the last 10 years. Definitely the last 6 have been hell, you say. But talk to me about Gary. His situation is just fast declining. He's just plummeted, hasn't he?
He's plummeted completely. Gary's a really good musician. He hasn't touched a musical instrument for years because he couldn't deal with what it would bring up from inside. He isn't allowed to be online. He hasn't got that outlet. He used to go out. He doesn't go out because people recognise him. He gets scared. So he actually stays in, sits in the dark with the curtains drawn, with his 2 cats, has become very tense. And it's also a worry because someone with Asperger's, it can turn into catatonia. And once you become catatonic, it's very difficult to reverse.
It sounds like Gary has already been punished with the way that he's just declined. It sounds like you've lost your son pretty much, a large part of him. What you fear most of all is what is potentially coming, which is that you'll lose what's left of him. Is that how it feels for you?
Very much so. And also, Gary now sees the world as a dark and cruel place. I hope that this will be over and that we can get Gary back to recover his mental health.